AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says numbers that show the economy slumped in the first quarter can be blamed on former President Biden. Less than a month of that time was during the Biden administration.
We had numbers that, despite what we were handed, we turned them around, and we were getting them really turned around.
On the Senate floor, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president's first 10 days can be summed up by an F word, failure.
Failure on the economy. Failure to lower costs. Failure on foreign policy. Failure on democracy. Failure everywhere you look. Donald Trump must admit his failure and reverse course.
The government says inflation pressures eased last month. Stocks are lower. Ukraine says it is ready to sign a rare minerals deal with the U.S. A judge in Vermont is ordering the release of a Palestinian man, Moshe Madawi, who led protests against the war in Gaza as a student at Columbia University and was arrested by immigration officials during an interview about finalizing his U.S. citizenship. Outside the court, Madawi said,
"We must stand up for humanity because the rest of the world, not only Palestine, is watching us. And what is going to happen in America is going to affect the rest of the world."
A judge later issued an order barring the government from removing Madawi from Vermont or from the country. The NFL has fined the Atlanta Falcons and defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich $100,000 as a result of Ulbrich's son taking part in a prank call to Shedeur Sanders during the NFL draft. The Falcons said in a statement, Jax Ulbrich unintentionally came across the draft contact phone number for Shedeur Sanders off an open iPad while visiting his parents' home and wrote the number down to later conduct the prank call. Sanders was waiting for his name to be called for the draft. He was drafted by the Cleveland Browns. This is AP News. Beware of woodpeckers.
During the War of 1812, residents of Rockport, Massachusetts, hurled rocks at the British using their stockings as slings. Today, residents of the coastal town are slinging trash bags and towels over the side mirrors of their cars to protect them.
We're dealing with a woodpecker that likes to break mirrors.
Resident Benjamin Favolaro
had close to 25 mirrors in the last 3 or 4 weeks. Broken. I know this. My one on my truck has just been replaced.
The community first noticed something when car mirrors appeared to have been adjusted. They believe that a child might have been responsible. Experts from the Audubon Society have visited the neighborhood and have told residents that the behavior is probably because of a male woodpecker during mating season. How are residents reacting to the destructive woodpecker?
Nobody's really angry that the bird's breaking the mirrors, but it is a little bit of a nuisance, but nobody wants any harm to the bird. He's welcome to come back anytime.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.